Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
One thing that the Chiefs haven't been tested on, in my opinion, through the first 3 weeks, is the tight ends they're going up against and how they handle that in coverage. If you guys remember, a year ago, a lot of the conversation we had about the defense was, hey, you know, the defense is playing great, but there's one area that teams have success in, and that was utilizing their tight ends against the Chiefs. You know, whether it was making linebackers in coverage hold up. You know, Nick Bolton's struggles, obviously, in coverage. We know this. And so that was an area where other teams wouldn't necessarily beat them because of it. The Chiefs won 15 games last year, but they had success with it. And so far through 3 weeks, let's be real, the Chiefs haven't faced a high-quality tight end yet. In week one, it was a combination of Will Dissly and Tyler Conklin. Now, Conklin did have two catches for 50 yards. One of them, I think, was a 20-plus yard catch. Last week, Theo Johnson of the Giants. How many of you even knew who he was? Okay, one catch, 10 yards. Grant Calcaterra for the Eagles because Dallas Goedert did not play.
These are just made-up names. One catch, these aren't even real NFL players.
One catch for 6 yards. This week, they're going to face Mark Andrews, who got off to a slow start in the first 2 weeks, but had a big performance against,
they just lost to? The Lions.
The Lions on Monday Night Football. And maybe Isaiah Likely, who's been limited in practice, has not played this year. We all know what he did in week one last year. He almost got a touchdown. His foot was out of bounds. His toe, I should say, specifically was out of bounds. What I'm getting at is when this defense was really good, tight ends still exploited them. This feels like a game, and they can prove me wrong, where Baltimore, if you're wondering like what I worry about, yeah, of course, Lamar, he's going to do his thing. Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely, if Likely plays. That area was where Baltimore moved the ball well. It's where teams moved the ball well on them a year ago, even when the defense played well. And so far, no other team has had the personnel to exploit it. That's an area I'm going to be watching on Sunday.
It specifically stands out because the reason why they have difficulty guarding tight ends is their linebackers. And Gold, as a reminder, did any of their linebackers change in the offseason? Nah, same dudes. Yeah. Still Chanel. Still Nick Bolton. Still Drew Tranquil. Like, they're the same guys who couldn't guard tight ends the last time around. Same safeties. The secondary's not even dramatically different. So if they had difficulty guarding them last year, I got to be honest, there's not much evidence to support that they would just be magically better against them this year. So, but here's the thing. Last year's defense was one of the best in football, and tight ends got them. Mostly because it's the same way that the Chiefs have lost offensively over the last couple of years, which is, if you throw to your tight ends the entire time, how many plays is it going to take you to get down there? And how many times are you going to be able to get down there without a holding penalty, an offensive pass interference, a pick, a fumble, anything? How long can you take throwing to Isaiah Likely down the field before somebody screws up? And I think that that's part of the reason that they were willing to give up or allowed tight ends to get them so badly during chunks of the year. But I don't disagree with you. It is, on paper, a bad matchup. It just looks weird right now because as of this moment, the Chiefs have been guarding tight ends fantastic. And there is one change, I'll say. Last year, good tight ends got them. But no-name tight ends like the ones you just named got them, too. Who was the guy for the Chargers who got him for, like, 80 yards? Not even, like, the main guy. Like, Will Dissly? Is that a name?
Well, this year was Conklin, two catches for 50, and then Will Dissly, one catch for 18.
Yeah, Will Dissly got them bad last year. Like, what I'm saying is, even in a year in which they didn't have good tight ends, Will Dissly got him. So, like, maybe there is a little bit of hope that a guy, a no-name guy, cooked him last year in the tight end room. Maybe they've improved a little bit, but this will be the first time we know it. How many good tight ends do they play this year? They don't have, like, Kittle on the schedule who's hurt.
Well, they got LaPorta coming up.
They got Bowers twice. He's pretty good.
Bowers twice. They have Sam LaPorta in 2 weeks. The Jags really don't have one. He's an unknown name, Brendan Strange.
Giants have Evan Ingram, don't they?
No, he's with, yeah,
he's with the Broncos.
But that might just be more about
The Colts have Tyler Warren later in the year. He looks like he's a stud at this point in time already. He's one of the favorites for rookie of the year. He's off to a really nice start.
He might be a top five tight end in football by the end of the season, or even better than that.
It's definitely possible. Yeah, it's definitely possible.
In fairness, too, to that point, last year, Isaiah Likely was the guy that did everything for them. Mark Andrews had two catches all game. So if Isaiah Likely doesn't go, it's a massive
loss in terms of what they have.
He had nine catches for 111 last year. Lamar also ran for 122. He hasn't gotten close to that mark this season. He looks less assertive. I don't know if you guys have noticed that. He looks like he's in between running and in between throwing more often than not. Like, there are moments in that Lions game, it's like, dude, take off and run. That's who you are. But I don't know if he's not lost a step necessarily, but he doesn't know whether he wants to run or throw. And I don't know if that's the offensive line struggles or whatever the case is. But, I mean, he hasn't looked particularly like the Lamar Jackson that we're used to seeing. Even though he's been throwing the ball great, he doesn't look as prolific of a player.
In fairness, can I really? They're scoring 37 points a game, so does he need to run?
Well, I understand
maybe that's why he's not, right? They're dropping 40 a game.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying in terms of what he does, because you guys brought up the stat yesterday, the Ravens' offense is not doing much more than what the Chiefs' offense is doing in terms of yards per game, in terms of all of it. They're basically the same team on offense. It's just they're scoring points.
Yeah, that's red zone stuff, so maybe do your... Like, maybe the in-between hash marks, you've got a point, but certainly down in the red zone, things are going great for him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.